politics, more than economics, is deeply involved in the administration proposal for Congress to set a $250 billion ceiling on government spending this year. Here's what's going on. Congress has passed spending ceilings in former years. None of them has been very effective. Congressmen will confide privately the ceilings were never meant to be. Most were merely passed as sops to the burdened taxpayers. The spending ceilings usually had more loopholes than the tax laws. Congress would exempt one appropriation after another until little remained but a shadow of a spending restriction. That way, the congressman could boast to one group of constituents of a vote for economy, tell another group he protected spending for the specific project they were interested in. The political double-talking didn't stop there. Presidents do not need instructions from Congress to cut back on much government spending. Presidents can't spend government money until Congress provides the money. But presidents do not, and many times have not, spent all the money that Congress provides.